This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Last Sunday morning around midnight, as Halloween drew to a close, a handful of incidents happened just east of the Ball State campus. A man was twice shot in the chest just before midnight Sunday in the 900 block of North Linden Street. The gunshots apparently followed a fight at that same location, and he was recovering in the hospital at last check. Then an armed robbery was reported in the 1000 block of West University Avenue about 15 minutes after the Linden Street shooting. Not long after that, an officer summoned backup near Linden Street in University. It was estimated 200 people were at the scene of a fight. We understand both University Police and Muncie Police officers dealt with these incidents. This is not the first time, nor will it likely be the last time, that such events will occur near campus. So what can Ball State do to reduce the number and severity of such incidents? Is it the university's responsibility at all? Joining us to address those issues and more is Ball State President Jeff Murrins. President Murrins, welcome back.
It's good to be with you, Stan.
Glad to have you here. It would seem that it is just a matter of time before someone leaves a residence hall outside door propped open and someone not affiliated with the school comes in with bad intentions, theft or worse. First, what can Ball State do to reduce such incidents near campus, as in last weekend, and then prevent them from happening on campus?
Yes. So first of all, it is always more than discouraging. It's disheartening when we hear about a student or students who are involved in an incident that escalates to violence, and particularly when one of our students is hurt. So our University Police Department shares jurisdiction with law enforcement, with the Muncie Police Department, in those areas that are adjacent to campus. And they work collaboratively with the Muncie Police Department to regularly patrol to maintain a visible presence in those neighborhoods, particularly during those days or evenings or nights, like that Halloween night when there could be an event. But more proactively, we try to educate our students. We very much discourage our students from hosting large gatherings because we know that when they host large gatherings, they're more likely to draw people that they don't know. Students they don't know, or perhaps more of greater concern, people who aren't students or aren't members of the university community. We also very much tell them not to post invitations to gatherings that they're having, not to post those invitations on social media, because again, though doing so is more likely to attract people who aren't members of the university community. We also then very much proactively educate them to say if they observe an incident that appears, or an incident or a situation that appears to be escalating, to leave the area immediately and to call the police immediately. So we believe it's both our joint law enforcement and public safety responsibility to work with the Muncie Police Department and the Delaware County Sheriff's, but also to educate our students about how they can keep themselves safe. And then with respect to our residence halls, you know, the external doors to the residence halls are locked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so the only people who can access that building are somebody who has an electronic card swipe. Now, as you say in your intro, that perhaps somebody could prop that door open. We have people who are monitoring those doors. We have video cameras. And during the first few weeks of classes every fall, we have a safety program for all of the students who are living in those residence halls to explain to them why propping open a door or not observing who's in the residence halls puts everyone at risk. So it's a combination of technology, proactive and collaborative law enforcement, and also educating our students about how to avoid putting themselves and other students or other members of the community at risk.
Does the University Police Department have the personnel and resources to, if it sees that it needs to be done, increase security around and within the campus?
They do. And I work with Roanne Royer Engel, who is responsible for supervising the University Police Department. We monitor the resources we have. Unfortunately, there's been more pressure in the last 18 months on our personnel, because often our well-trained and experienced law enforcement officers, police officers, are recruited by other departments throughout the state. So there's sometimes a little bit of turnover. So we understand the priority of the safety of our campus and the safety of our students. So yes, we are maintaining the investment necessary to protect that priority.
Let's turn now to a different kind of security, that of health. We are all of a sudden in November, 1 year and 8 months since we first saw the pandemic come through here. It's still here, obviously. What are the latest COVID infection numbers for Ball States and the latest inoculation figures?
Well, for the last at least 4 weeks, the numbers had been declining pretty significantly. They're paralleling the decline that we're seeing in Delaware County, throughout the region, and in our state. That decline level, it appears to be leveling off this week and maybe a modest increase, but those numbers are much lower than they've been all semester. And I also look at our numbers every day compared to what they were at this time last year, and we're consistently lower than they were last year. So we're seeing, I think, last week in the 7 day period that ended on Saturday, we had, I think, less than 10 infections among all faculty and students and staff.
Now, as a leader of a major university, as an attorney, and as a trained public speaker, how would you make the case to the unvaccinated, wherever they are, whoever they are, anywhere in the country, to get vaccinated, except for those who have medical or religious exemptions?
Well, what I would say is, first of all, I'd begin with, I respect your freedom, your personal freedom to make your healthcare choices. But as we often say in other contexts, I believe freedom comes with responsibility. And at a minimum, I believe everyone has a responsibility to consult with a healthcare professional, to gather facts from trusted experts, not to be moved or motivated by chatter that you might hear on social media. I think that's at a minimum everyone's responsibility. But I also believe each one of us has a responsibility to protect the health and safety of our family, of our friends, of our coworkers, of our neighbors. So that's what I would encourage anyone who's considering that choice to make, is to understand freedom always comes with a responsibility to do what's right, not just for yourself, but for others around you.
President Jeff Mearns, thanks very much for that reflection, and thanks for being with us again this week.
Good to be with you. Have a wonderful weekend, Stan.
You too. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.